Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Do you think patterns can be identified by looking at Chiron?
For sure. Yes, I do. I definitely feel like that's true. And, you know, having gone through the history of what literally happened with my experiences, there's a lot of those themes of Chiron being in Aries and in my fourth house, which had I read it in the cookbook, you know, it would have made sense to me, but I feel like I have a much more visceral understanding when I look at the real experiences. Did it have to do with, you know, being self-reliant, being independent, and like the foundations of my life, you know, my home and my foundation and my security? Absolutely, right? And that's where my Chiron is placed, right? In Aries, in the fourth house. So yes, those experiences that I actually had do resonate to that, you know, delineation. Now, I've heard some other astrologers talk about Chiron in Aries as kind of like the wounds of patriarchy, like cultural wounds. And I can't say that there's none of that also, you know, but I just don't know. But when I saw my personal experience, I could see how it was like a shaking of my foundation, where I had to assert my will, my independence, do the things I wanted to do. And also it brought a sense of insecurity and vulnerability, for sure.
Would the foundation part be the fourth house part?
Yeah. I think of it as like the root of your life, which in, it can be in a very real basis, your home, the land you're on, the family you came from, but also I feel like your sense of security in the world, your roots, you know, what grounds you.
A couple of these things you addressed, you know, have you ever heard Chiron being a bridge between the collective and galactic energies, you know?
I haven't, but you know what? If that's something you're interested in, you might like Barbara Hanclough's books.
Yeah, I have her.
Yeah, she wrote a book on Chiron right before Melanie Reinhart in 1988, and I bought that book. And she's written some later books, but her ideology is not mine at all. And reading her just kind of like makes me roll my eyes.
Is it too airy-fairy for you?
It is. And it's not only that, but she makes a lot of really judgmental statements that she claims to be true. And it's particularly in the first book, there was like statements around in the 80s, of course, the AIDS epidemic was huge. And so some of the things she said about the AIDS epidemic and blah, 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 just really kind of was like, irked me, you know?
All right.
And like, for example, in Melanie's book, Melanie and Barbara started off with some of the same notions, but Melanie's book has been updated to 2009. It includes her research. It includes lots of other sources. Barbara strikes me as someone who more like speaks out of her own mind and her dreams, right? Like, if I believe this thing or it was channeled to me, then it must be true. And I like a little bit more experience and evidence, and you know,
you're more earth centered.
Yes, way more earth than Barbara Hancock.
I did have thoughts of Chiron being in a spiritual teacher or points to spiritual crisis.
Yeah, I think that can absolutely be true. And I also believe really that, you know, everything is a spirit, you know, I think everything in our lives is spiritual, right? Like, I don't feel like the body and the spirit are as separate as what we've been taught to believe with Western materialism. I think all of human life is a spiritual experience.
Do you think someone could recognize Chiron in them without knowing astrology?
Yeah. And I do think psychological work, you know, probably would bring that out. Any kind of therapeutic work, psychological work, you know, perhaps even, you know, prayer, counseling. Yeah. Because I do think it has to do with some sort of a repetitive life experience.
I do have down here signs of Chiron wounding is anywhere where you could be narrow thinking, reliance on dogma or authority, self-doubt, or where you may have spiritual unrest.
Yeah. It
could be.
And Liz Green brings out several others, right? Like where you feel shame, you know, where you feel ashamed or shame, where you have envy, like where you feel wounded, like where you feel victimized or you feel persecuted. Rage is not something that I so much have an affinity with personally, again, because I'm so earth, but like anger, like an underlying anger about something. I really do strongly recommend her book for anyone who's interested in Chiron. I think it's just a great read. Even if you don't go into the back of the book, which is more like relationship studies, the first section of the book is just a fascinating look at Chiron and the mythology and her exploration of its meaning.
All right. Another question is, what do you think aspects to your Chiron could tell you? Tell something. Like the planets that aspect Chiron.
Well, you know, the more aspects a planet has to other planets in your chart, to me, is just an indication of importance, right? It's more active in your chart because it's in relationship with other planets. I'm curious. I have not seen work about an unaspected Chiron, but there are other people who say unaspected planets are also really important. Mm-hmm. So that would be interesting to look at if you were, you know, wanting to study.
Do you think
Chiron has to other planets in your chart, I think the bigger a role Chiron's going to play in your life.
Do you think that planet that aspects Chiron points to where that wounding could come from?
Yeah, or also how it, or how you deal with it.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I think it could be both of those things, because I think it's a back and forth relationship.
All right. Other than that, I know I have a lot of people who are trying to learn astrology, and they, you know, we went over some Chiron basics, so I was just going to throw out Chiron through the elements. Chiron in the fire sign. It's something about healing of inspiration, enthusiasm, fun, or impulsivity.
Right, kind of the life force, I would say. Don't you think of Aries as sort of, you know, the fire signs, Aries, Sagittarius, as being like your life force, your vitality, your, inspiration also makes sense. I think also, you know, in some ways, self-direction. I think of all the fire signs as being inner-directed, you know, they're acting out in the world based on something that's coming from inside.
Chiron and Earth, healing of the practical and useful, dependent.
And also maybe the physical body. I would really explore, like, I think of,
what,
you know.
What, for Earth?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was the last one, physical.
Yeah, planet. The physical body, food, nutrition. Like, I'm really curious, if I were going to do research, I'd be really curious if there's any stuff showing that, like, people who have, you know, chronic debilitating conditions might have, you know, Chiron and Earth signs or something, because I think so much of the Earth is being the body, but also the environment, like people who are strongly environmentally aware or have wounds that come from the physical environment.
Mm-hmm. Chiron through air, healing of mental thinking, communication, and healing of truth.
Yeah.
I like that.
Maybe even to some extent, relationships, because I think both air and water as sort of connective, with air being how we communicate and exchange ideas, with water being more emotional.
And since you brought up water, that's the last one. Chiron through water, healing of the emotional body, nurturing, suffering, and intuition.
Mm-hmm. And maybe also literal, like having to do with parent-children relationships.
All right.
Because I think of that as being very watery.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart. You can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.